Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Oh. Yeah, probably. Amen. What am I doing? Yes, yeah, that was awesome. Hi, Braden. We love you, buddy. Just Braden is here so far. Yeah. Oh, no. No, I'm fine. I'm just playing this tapping the screen game that I enjoy so much. We got it. Here we go. No.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Okay, so is anybody here besides me going through your mind right now thinking, okay, I shouldn't have said anything about that? My. We did? I was going to say, I don't think so. Did we hear this one again, you guys? I thought I was paying better attention than that, but. Maybe. Yeah. I know, is that amazing or what? Oh, my.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
It is that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Six.
Thank you.
My goodness, my goodness. Yeah. It is. It is, though. It's hard to even take notes because he just moves so fast. Yeah. Take an ask on the next one. Yep, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
But you're fine. We're right here. Thank you.
Thank you.
My goodness, everybody doing okay? It's amazing to me where he says it's through the pressure that will reveal where your confidence is coming from, if it's soulish or spiritual. It's, yes, it does. I know. It goes so fast. It's like, wait. I want to ponder that for a while, and he's already on to the next thing. Oh, the Beta Satan series? Yes, there's a newer one, yes. Yep. Yeah, actually 5 more, yeah. Probably not. Here we go. What? There we go. You want me to just advance it to the, here we go. Thank you. Wow.
I'm Thank you.
My goodness. Have you ever thought, and I wonder how long it took him to go through the entire Bible and find all of these places where people are offended, places that you just, I just never saw them as offenses before. And oh my goodness, you know, you're pondering your own life thinking, oh geez, I don't want to have to deal with that again, but I will deal with it differently this next time. Wow. Wow. Believe means obey. How did I not catch that the first 12 times we watched this? I don't know. But that puts a whole new meaning on that too. Oh my goodness. And the thoughts that God will actually use offense to root out the people that aren't truly rooted in the or planted in the kingdom. It makes so much sense now. All of us are going to be walking around tomorrow going, don't be offended. Am I offended with this? And you're really going to ponder it. I know I am. This is just amazing. And because it's going to continue to come at us, we need to continuously be reminded. So hallelujah. And there is the end of our messages tonight. I think we've got enough to ponder and pray about for tonight, and then tomorrow night we'll try to finish it up. So let's get our communion elements together and we'll do communion. It looks like Pastor either lost signal or had to take a call. He disappeared, but he may bop back in. So we'll just go ahead and do our communion. If there's anyone with us now or someone that sees this video in the future, if you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we will give you the opportunity to do that tonight. We'll actually put a prayer of salvation up on the screen. You'll be able to see the words and pray that prayer and make that life-changing, eternity-changing decision right here and right now. You don't have to have your life in order. You don't have to have amazing scholastic understanding or anything. All of those things will come as you grow. You don't enter kindergarten with already a college education backing you up. You start kindergarten and then you begin to learn. And this is how this process is. We receive Jesus and then we begin to learn how to walk out this new life. And the Holy Spirit helps us with that. So so don't think that you have to have everything in order before you can do that. Jesus says, come as you are. He loves us where we're at and looks forward to helping us grow into him every day. That being said, go get your juice and your crackers and your bread, and I'm going to read the communion verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we'll start at verse 23. I know. I left this in my Bible someplace. There it is. There it is. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. These are the verses that talk about receiving communion. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work for us until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep, which means actually dying. 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. God always gives us the opportunity to make things right. And even with this, gives us the opportunity to judge ourselves before we take this communion. You don't just take it for something to do. You're doing it to honor and remember what Jesus did for us, and realizing that we are sinners. We need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. He died for us. So that being said, I'm going to share the screen. And if you have any questions, if you've been pondering making Jesus your Lord and Savior, but you have questions about it, please get a hold of us. Our contact information is in the notes, and after every YouTube program, we also have a website at samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. Go there, our contact information is there, and we would be glad to answer any questions you have and help bring understanding. Just don't delay making this decision. So we'll pray this prayer of salvation together, and then you'll be ready to receive communion with us too. We don't recommend that you take communion if you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But once you pray this prayer and you make that decision, you're free to receive communion with us. So we'll pray this prayer. Pray it from the very depths of your heart. This is the prayer to change your life and change your eternity. Here we go. Pray this out loud. And even those of you that have prayed this hundreds of times before, pray it again. Your spirit loves it. Here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus, and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family of God. We're so glad to have you part of our family. And we'd love to hear from you. Please get a hold of us and let us know if you have questions. Like we said, we'll help bring understanding in any way we can. And we are here every day of the week. We have this wonderful family called the Community of Faith that is an amazing support group to you to help you be part of the family too. They're just wonderful, wonderful support. And you'll learn something every day. So please get a hold of us. And now what we're going to do is receive our communion elements. I'll put up the communion prayers just like we did the prayer of salvation so that we can read them together. We'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it together. So hold up your elements right now and let's pray. Father, we thank you for these communion elements and this time to receive communion with you. We bless these and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right, now I'm going to share the screen again. And here we go. Let's pray this. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now let's pray this out loud. This is the prayer over the bread. Whoops. Oh, my goodness. My highlighter is getting away from me. Here we go. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered to save us. And now hold up your juice and let's pray over it. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. by your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now let's receive the juice together. You, precious Lord, for your cleansing and healing blood. And thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you, Tracy. Oh, Tracy and Sunday, love you guys. Rebecca was here. Love you, Rebecca and Braden. Of course, my little Braden, he must have gone to bed. He didn't talk for very long, did he? Oh, and he doesn't have school tomorrow. So anyway, thank you all for being here. We love you, Dan and Phyllis on Zoom, and you other YouTubers that we can't see your names, but we see that you're there. We're happy to have you with us and anyone that finds us through Facebook. Sister Phyllis. Are you ready? Close us up here. Let's do Jude and Revelation again. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for reading that. And now I'm going to read again the Psalm 91 from the Passion Translation because I love it. Here we go. When you abide under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me. The only God for me in my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of the evil be launched at you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you'll remain unscathed and unharmed. You'll be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Almighty, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? See, we just have to have these knowings. We know inside of us. God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there with you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you loved me, delighted in me, and have been loyal to my name, I will greatly protect you. I'll answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you'll feel my presence in your time of trouble. I'll deliver you and bring you honor. I will satisfy you with a full life and with all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Hallelujah. What a promise. Thank you, Lord. So have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. I forgot until earlier, I kept seeing a bunch of people outside. I forgot this was Friday night. It's a busy night out there, apparently, for a lot of people. So thank you all for being here with us on this Friday night. And God bless your sleep. And may you have dreams and visions of the night. And Pastor is on YouTube now and says, God bless you all. We love you all. So remember, we love you and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And we'll be back tomorrow night to hopefully finish up this series. There won't be prayer time tomorrow morning, but we'll be back tomorrow night. So hope to see you all then. Have a great night. And we love you.
Hi, love.
Hi, love the love. So what's happening?
Well, I'm sitting over at Hunter's Paradise.
Oh, okay. So you want me to come get you?
Well, I'm just trying to think this through. Really, I just need to drive the truck home. And I probably need to... What happened? Who's talking?
I don't hear anybody.
I did not give you permission to start talking, Bill and Johnson. So I'm just, I'm going to, I think John will have a truck, but I don't know that. I ask him. I've not heard anything back from him. If he does not have a truck for us, then we got to drive the car up to Billings.
Right, right. So.
And my deal is if I keep the chassis, I got to pay $200 a day for it. If
right.
I give the chassis up, there's no telling when I'm going to get another one.
And you
most
not.
Important thing. thing is that I could find another truck and I could just finish this hitch.
Yeah.
I talked to Brandon, and he's like, man, if my one truck I got available is just not working. And there's a guy that's got that cool running truck right here in the parking lot. I text him too, but I haven't heard back from him either. So I look at this way. I've done everything I can do.
Right, right.
I don't actually have to have this chassis back probably till tomorrow morning. But it'd be a whole lot easier to get it done right now so that all I got to do is just wake up in the morning and head for Billings. Because I'd really like to be there before noon.
Okay. So you're not going to drive tonight then, right?
We're just... there's no way I can't drive, no.
Yeah. But
then... I could hook up and, you know, I could start my hitch right now and just sit here and not accept any loads and, you know, and just wait for my shift to run out. I wouldn't lose any, you know, deal, but.
Well, how can you not lose your hitch if you don't work or do that?
No.
That's. I mean, is there a way around it?
Well, I think that the app actually, if I don't click on anything, it kind of looks at you like you were sleeping.
Okay.
And, you know, at the same point, I would have to have my phone here all night.
Oh.
Follow me.
Yeah. So you're thinking you're gonna unhook that chassis right there and just drive the truck here?
No, I'm thinking I'm actually gonna take the chassis back to the shop. So I'm not charged $200 a day. Because if I don't get it back to the shop, then I gotta find somebody to take it back there for me if they get really belligerent about it. And that gets difficult to do.
So you just need to end your hitch then.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's not hard to start another hitch, but.
Yeah, especially not right now when they have so much going on.
It's getting a chassis. It's the problem.
Okay. So.
I mean, I guess we could pay $200 for one day.
In case John has a truck for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So that's what we'll do.
Okay.
And I'll end my hitch.
Okay. And they won't make you take the chassis back just because you're ending your hitch, right? Or will they expect the chassis back if you end your hitch?
Father, help me see through this.
Yeah, help us see, Lord.
I just think, I've been here over and over, and it's just like, just take it back. The same guy that got me the job and has done all the rest of it is the guy that'll get me another one.
Amen.
I'm on my way right now, and then I'll just be home.
Okay.
I'll drive the truck home.
Okay.
All right. What a night of study, huh?
Oh, my. Really, really is.
What did it say to you, though?
Well, you know, this whole thing with Joanne and Rod, now I'm thinking, oh, Lord, is this something I should have pursued or not? And now the letter that I had wanted to send them each so that they understand that we realize what they've done wrong, you know, maybe it's better for God to reveal that to them. They already know that what they've
right.
done wrong.
Well, the Bible says that if your brother does you wrong, rebuke him. The Bible says to do that.
Yeah, that's true too.
But it doesn't say hold it against them. And it doesn't say to go tell everybody else what they've done wrong.
Right. Right, but to defend yourself, I mean, am I defending myself by saying, hey, you did wrong, get your name off of the thing, should I just let it go?
Wow.
Oh my goodness sakes, I am so tired of this